Brad, I'm wondering what your reaction to the president calling a hoax.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Anderson. It doesn't make any sense. I don't think I know that he doesn't believe that it's a hoax. I'm not sure that he knows what the word hoax means, to tell you the truth, because I've talked to President Trump years ago about this case on this topic. He provided information. He knew back then the type of creep that Jeffrey Epstein was. I can't imagine that he's saying that these hundreds of women are lying about this. So I'm not exactly
This was
sure what he's
back in
talking
2009, you said you talked to him.
Sure, I talked to him in 2009 several times back then, and at least through the years have even asked follow-up questions through his lawyers. He's not implicated in the files that I've ever seen, and like I've said, I've represented 200 women. So all I can think is that he has now seen the files or has been advised of things in the files that he didn't know was in the files and that I currently don't know that are in the files, because otherwise it makes absolutely no sense, this about-face that he's done. You're either on the side of the victims or you're on the side of evil. There is not another side to this. And he's choosing the side of evil, the side of Jeffrey Epstein. It really makes no sense. I can't imagine the public's going to put up with this.